paycheck. Sorry, sorry, that's a, as an out and about. All right, I'd like to call to order the August 18th, 2026 Stormwater Utility Commission meeting. Paige, may I please have a roll call of the commissioners?
Vice Chair Richard Crocker is excused. Commissioner Gary Manson?
Here.
Commissioner Dave Parker?
Here.
Commissioner William Thomas?
Here.
Chair Joseph Kaparin?
Present.
All right, we have a forum.
All right, thank you very much. This time, move on to call to the audience. Seeing that no members of the audience are here, Paige, have we received any indication?
Nope.
All right. We will skip that section and move on to council liaison comments. Reminder that this is for informational purposes only. Dr. Green, please.
I think in case anyone wasn't watching television last night, Chairman Kaparin was on and did an excellent job of explaining the issues related to flooding of private property. And as I understand it, he'll be on again tonight. So he did a great job.
I'll watch tonight. I didn't watch last night.
thank you, Dr. Green. Moving on to the director's report, and a reminder that this is informational as well. Mr. Spiker, please.
Thank you, Chair Kaparin. Commissioners, I've got a handful of things for you. First up, we're getting ready to order some more shirts for the stormwater utility. And I would like to make the pitch to the commissioners if you guys would like to order some of these polo shirts embroidered with Stormwater Utility Commission. These are the dry fit materials, so they'll wear very well in the summertime. Please reach out to myself and or Urena. There are select sizes and colors available, but if you would like to obtain a Stormwater Commission shirt, please let us know. We'll put that order in for you. Secondarily, we've got a field trip coming up in October. We had heard from the commissioners previously that you kind of liked following up on water course and trying to thoroughly investigate what's happening, positive and negative on those. So we've identified the gravel pit wash, which we did see a portion of last year over by Riverfront Park. But this particular wash starts up at the new Vistoso Preserve Park that the town has taken over and acquired. It's formerly the Vistoso Golf Course. So that is the headwaters for this particular wash as it makes its way down through Moore Road, Tangerine. It goes through Naranja Park, which I would like to show you guys what is going on at that park. Certainly drainage isn't the primary component, but it is a component out there. And this particular wash cuts right through it, so that'd be interesting to see as that's being built. And then outlets through the side of the Highlands Mobile Home Park, underneath Lambert, and then again outlets at Riverfront Park at the CDO. So that's kind of my thoughts. We had also heard folks might want to stop by the Tranquilo developments at Big Wash and Rancho Vistoso Boulevard. That's just down the way. So that's our initial thoughts. If the commissioners have any other ideas, please reach out to us at the Stormwater Utility so we can start to build that agenda. But again, I think we're going to focus on that gravel pit wash and travel the expense of it and take a peek.
What day is it?
We do not know yet.
Oh. Good.
We'll let you know. Budget scenarios were not completed in time to get them on the August agenda item. We do expect to have those available for the September meeting, so look for that, and we'll be doing our rate audits in addition to looking at those scenarios. They go hand in hand. But this really has been leading up since early this year, understanding exactly what the stormwater utility is required to do, obligated to do, and then what our future needs have been, our rate structure, we've looked at that. So we're into the kind of final steps of analyzing what we do, what our revenue streams are, what potential revenue streams there may be to accomplish our needs. So we'll dive back into that in September and kind of move forward through that. We have had to relocate the sandbag distribution center at Naranja Park. We're accommodating current construction activities over there. So we just moved it about 500 feet into the park, a little bit more. where the Arizona Memorial site is going to take place. So we put out a media release, relocated signs and the bags in the sand. So I did want to make another public pitch that those sandbags are still available at the park. They've just been relocated down the street. Let's see, we've got two big ones here, and I'm going to start with the billing and customer portal for the water and the stormwater utility. We are going live August 29th with that new software conversion. We will be putting out notifications on how to log in and how to sign up. But the hope is that we're making it more accessible and easier to see your water bills and your stormwater bills, how you might go about getting messaged from the stormwater utility. This will be a direct portal to those that do sign up and getting messaging from us or looking at their data or their usage. Should be able to receive payments much more effectively. So it's a pretty big overhaul, a lot of data conversion going back and forth for the new software system. But our folks, Urena and Carmen, have been instrumental in validating that information for us and participating with their colleagues over at the water utility as they launch this. The stormwater utility will not be billing until middle of October. So water will be up first in early September, launching their bills out. So they're going to go work through all the bugs. And then we'll hit Urena and I to push that billing cycle out in October. But we're pretty excited about it. It's been a long time coming. As we do launch this, I'd like to see if I can get Urena in here to present what it looks like, show it off a little bit, and kind of go through some of the bells and whistles of that particular piece of software. Okay, lastly, monsoon season is upon us here. As some of us were talking before the meeting had gotten started, it's been somewhat of an extended monsoon season. And the reason I say that, we haven't really had too many breaks in rainfall. It's been pretty consistent since early July through now toward the middle of the end of August, and no signs of it slowing down. We have gotten notifications from the National Weather Service. We're expecting some decent rain on Friday and Saturday, upwards of 3 inches of rainfall over the weekend here. So I will put that out as a cautionary tale to anybody. If you have not performed maintenance around your house and you're in need of some, I suggest you do it before tomorrow afternoon. I have some rainfall, monsoon rainfall totals here I want to throw your guys' way. The Pima County rain gauge at the 680 West Cayo Concordia facility has gotten 6.5 inches of rain this monsoon season. That's a large amount for the monsoons. In total, we're just under 8 inches, so we've gotten about 85% of our rainfall in the last month and a half. The highest Oro Valley total for the monsoon is up at the CDO and Big Wash Confluence, kind of over by the In-N-Out Burger, if you will. They're over 10 inches of rain just for the monsoon season. A pretty large amount has fallen across the town. But again, similar to last year, yes, it's a lot of water, but we are not seeing any catastrophic failures. We have had some home intrusions of water, some drywall damage, some carpet damage. But for the most part, the biggest complaint we're receiving is sand in the road. So we're equipped to handle that. We're able to handle that. Unfortunately, we remove it and it comes right back. But nonetheless, we feel like we're meeting the needs of the residents here and keeping emergency access going. For reference, the top of Mount Lemmon has seen almost 24 inches of rain this monsoon season. So although 10 inches sounds like a lot in town here, it pales in comparison to what they're seeing on the mountain. We were notified of a vehicle rescue on the CDO at Overton the other week. I will refrain from calling it swift water. But he got into the wash before the barricades were down. They were able to get out. But their vehicle was stranded. So I will leave a reminder for everybody. Please turn around, do not drown. If you see the barricades up, just turn around and find a different route. It's well within your interest to do that. We will be presenting an official monsoon agenda report as we do close in on the end of monsoons. But I wanted to bring those numbers to you guys and alert the public. We are still in the middle of monsoons. Please be aware. If you do not have flood insurance, I suggest you reach out to your insurance agents and find out more information. It behooves everybody to at least be armed with that information. How much does it cost? What's your replacement value? Is it worth your investment in that insurance to carry it? So that is all I have, Chairman.
Is that info only, or can we ask questions?
Information only. Do you have a clarifying question?
I have a clarifying statement. Let's see, how do I phrase it? The portal, is that just the OB Water customers, or is that the Tucson and Metro 2?
It is only serving the Oro Valley Water customers okay. And the Oro Valley Stormwater customers. So if you are a Tucson Water customer that is being charged Oro Valley Stormwater fees, you will have access to that portal.
Oh, okay. Sweet.
But you cannot pay your Tucson Water bill.
Rats.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Spiker. Moving on to the regular session agenda. Item number one, review and approval of the July 21st, 2022 meeting minutes. Commissioners, you've had a chance to review it. Any modifications? Is there a motion to approve?
I make a motion to approve.
I second.
Mr. Thomas makes a motion. Mr. Mattson makes a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Ayes have it. Moving on to item number two, discussion of meetings and events. Mr. Spiker, please proceed.
Thank you, Chair Kufari. Again, nothing out of the ordinary here on the agenda. I did attend the Pima Association of Governments Watershed Low Impact Development meeting, which was just held, I believe, August 8th. So again, really focusing on green infrastructure and water harvesting. The city of Tucson was able to present their GI, which is Green Infrastructure Group. They are solely dedicated to going out and retrofitting streets, parks, buildings, with the intent of building more resilient infrastructure that also doubles as really strong water harvesting infrastructure here. They're trying to shed the water off the streets, put it into landscape areas, which again will help the plants grow, provides more green space for us, really should provide some health benefits here. But I'm really excited that the city has taken this on, that they've dedicated funds and staff directly toward this green infrastructure and LID focus effort area. The Pima County Flood Control District and their Environmental Quality Group have been chasing down standards for maintenance and construction for a long time. So it's nice to see the city kind of pick that up and run with it as well. We saw presentations from the city of Scottsdale, Maricopa County Flood Control District. I know Pima County was there, city of Tucson. So again, they continue to push that messaging out that this is applicable to any project, retrofit or brand new. These elements can be brought in, and we can utilize that storm water for other purposes. Which is fantastic to see. So nice to see that message still being carried across. Other than that, again, most of these meetings are pretty routine and regular. What you will see on here, end of monsoon season, September 30th. I looked into my crystal ball and said that's the date. That is the end of our stormwater sandbag program. That's traditionally when it ends. This year might be extended later, depending on how it rains. So although we have dates called out in press releases and on things like this, we do anticipate if the need is still there, we will keep that program up until we really have some kind of validation that the storms are dying down and calming down. Any questions or comments in regard to the schedule of events?
I made a mention that I'm looking at September 22nd meeting. I think I may have a conflict, so you're going to have to step up as chair. Vice chair.
The vice chair.
The vice chair will step up to chair.
I appreciate
it. But we'll be in contact before then.
I appreciate the heads up, Chairman. That helps us immensely. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Any other questions, comments? All right. Moving on to item number three. presentation and discussion of Pima County and the Town of Oro Valley Water Course Maintenance Intergovernmental Agreement. Mr. Spiker.
Thank you, Chair Bufari. I'm bringing up the presentation now. So for those of you who may not know, that's probably most of you, the Town of Oro Valley and Pima County had entered into an intergovernmental agreement in 1984 in regard to water course management here in the Town of Oro Valley, really geared around the Cañada del Oro Wash and the Big Wash areas. The town and the county knew those areas were ripe for development, already had existing homes and infrastructure surrounding them. So the two groups entered into that agreement nearly 40 years ago in an attempt to define who performs what maintenance activity and where that is performed. So since I came over to the town, this was one of my primary responsibilities, was to update this particular agreement with the county and bring it into today's reality and today's needs. So we will kind of launch into that. Let's see, there we go. So again, more of some history here. Again, we entered into this in May of 84. And why was 84 the date? Well, 79 and 83 were some of our worst storms that we had seen here in the region. We've got some photos here of the Rito River over by First Avenue. The banks were unprotected. The homes literally fell into the wash. This roadway here is Ina Road over by the Santa Cruz River, so I-10 and Ina. You can see the devastation that it landed on that particular road. We lost the bridge. The roadways failed. So these were really the impetus to push together this particular agreement for Oro Valley. Although the CDO wasn't terrible, we didn't see extensive flooding up in this part of the region, there was still an impetus to make sure floodplain management activities were happening. Bank protection was slated in appropriate places to protect the existing residents and infrastructure here. So that's kind of the history or the reasoning why that 84 date exists.
So real quick, and that bottom picture in the pond there, that little white dot to the left, that's a cement truck.
Yeah. So that kind of gives you the scale of it. If you can barely see a cement truck and the size of the pond, that's monstrous. So quite a bit of damage over here. I can't remember the specific number. Total damages, but multi-millions of dollars. So in addition to floodplain management activities and maintenance needs, there was an additional piece to the puzzle that helped spur the update to this particular IGA. As the Naranja Park had been repeatedly master planned, our operations group for the Public Works Department needed to find a new home. So we did partner up with the Pima County Flood Control District in securing some property off of La Cholla, just north of Overton. This is adjacent to the new improvements for La Cholla. We secured roughly 8 acres for an operations laydown yard. So we're restoring all of our AD over there, which is just dirt, our aggregate base course, our riprap rocks are going there, our millings from the roadways are being stored over here. We did have to fence that off and do some aesthetic treatments for the fence line along the Cholla, so as to minimize the, I guess, disturbance with the view sheds as you're traveling up and down that roadway. The town searched for available properties within the town itself. We didn't have anything of this size that was accessible to operations vehicles and equipment. We just didn't have 8 acres available to us that was living within. So we had to extend out beyond the town boundaries to see what the possibilities were to house something like this. We have made some concessions with the town being here, namely taking care of that channel we'll see directly to the north right here. Has a direct outlet into the CDO wash, So we are now the responsible partners of that particular drainage structure. And then we've assumed some responsibilities on the Chuck Huckleberry Loop between La Cunada and Overton. So those are some new pieces that are come online for the town to maintain. But again, we're utilizing 8 acres of property, so that more than offsets those minor maintenance requirements.
John, is this, is there a time expiration date on, or is this going to be used for years? Or
There is a time limit on this particular use of land. Currently, we've inked a deal for 25 years. This is by no means into perpetuity. There may be an opportunity for the town to acquire the property. We may annex down here. We're not sure how future land acquisitions or transactions might transpire. But by no means is this thought of as a permanent location at the current time.
I'm sure there have been complaints from the subdivision.
Yeah,
the street,
that KB Homes, that new one.
Yeah.
And that was really important for us to establish this location before the housing development went up, just so that they would almost be accustomed to seeing it over there and not being a new piece of, I guess, infrastructure that they might see, which is pretty funny. You can almost see the development just off the side edge of the map here. We've completely denuded that area over there. There's large drainage swales. They had to reshape that land pretty significantly. So I have to believe with the morphing of that piece of property, if you look across the road to see something similar, that you wouldn't complain too loudly, but we'll have to take that in stride and see where we go.
The channel that the town is responsible for now, is that concrete or is it riprap? I can't remember.
It is improved, Commissioner Parker. It has got concrete banks.
Okay.
There's grade control structures. There is a concrete outlet apron with grout and riprap. So it's as developed of a drainage channel as you'll find. So that really minimizes the long-term maintenance requirements there. But you guys can see how wide it is, and it does carry quite a bit of sediment. But the nice thing is all the structures are elevated up around it. So,
easy access.
And very easy access. Again, that our partners at the Flood Control District were part of this La Cholla project as well, so it's designed up pretty well. Okay, so going through some more justifications as to why we need
Mr. Bush.
Can I ask one more question?
Yes.
Isn't La Cholla supposed to expand to 4 lanes there someday?
I believe it is 4 lanes already. It's a new idea.
Oh, it is already.
It's
there. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
All the way down. Yeah.
So
all
it
way
is.
Down.
There's no
right,
going
from
to be no
Overton to Tangerine.
Okay.
I do not expect that roadway to get
to do anything
in our lifetime.
Okay.
Doesn't mean it won't.
That's right.
But no, that was part of the RTA project
that
washed this out and put all the drainage infrastructure in here. So.
So what we currently have is what we should have for 25 years.
Correct.
Gotcha.
Correct. So beyond the laydown yard, again, as I've mentioned here, that water course IGA is really old. There's been some significant developments in Oro Valley over that time period, particularly as we've seen some other presentations before or done site tours out here. The development of Honeybee Wash and Big Wash north of Tangerine has dramatically changed what is happening up in that confluence area. And then things like the Big Wash Reserve obviously were not around in 1984. So all of those ideas need to be rolled into a mechanism to update this particular IGA. So we've obviously taken into account for those types of things, but how do we go about making updates to this IGA should another piece of conservation land or another drainage way become the responsibility of the town or the county? What we've put into the IGA is a mechanism for updating our GIS maps, our geographical information systems maps. We do not have to go back to the town council. We do not have to go back to the board of supervisors to append that map. So that does allow staff and our directors and our managers to make a decision, yes, we want to maintain that piece of property, update the map, let's go forward. So it really shortcuts the process now with the revised language in the IGA. We find that to work out very well for us. We work with our development services partners and our community and economic development partners to get those new easements. We'll drop them into the GIS map, update that, and then off we go and share that with our partners here. So that was a really nice modification the town council and board of supervisors allowed. But again, important part about this slide, this whole area has changed, responsibilities have changed. We need to make sure we're aware of what those are and where we're supposed to be. Okay. Lastly here, one of the last pieces here is a reason for updating it. The Chuck Huckleberry Loop really was not in existence in 1984. There were bits and pieces floating around on the Rito, maybe the Santa Cruz, but in the last 40 years, it has expanded to every piece of Pima County, eastern Pima County anyway, including Oro Valley. It comes up the CDO Wash and then up Big Wash. It goes underneath Oracle Road into the Catalina State Park. These, for the most part, are following our water courses, and our partners at the Pima County Flood Control District are using them as maintenance corridors and inspection corridors on top of the recreational amenity they offer. So these are great ways to go look at the washes themselves, put eyeballs on it. We get a lot of customer feedback as well when they see things. There's trash in the wash. I just saw it. We go and pick that stuff up. So it gives the public and the town and the county the opportunity to really inspect these facilities. So we needed this to roll back into the IGA. Who's taking care of it? Who's taking care of the underlying property that it sits on? Are there events happening that we need to coordinate with one another? So we were able to add all the line work in for the loop and designate who's responsible for what section and move forward. So that was a pretty dramatic update for the IGA in of itself. There's still more expansion to happen with the loop system itself. This does not account for the multi-use paths that are on our roadways or cutting through our parks. This is only for the pathways up and along the washes here, as defined by the Huckleberry Route map. But again, really important for us, as it's a regional amenity, that we have some consistency and management and maintenance of that thing. Mr. Barker?
Is that a stormwater utility responsibility to maintain or a parks and recreation responsibility? Who, within the town, who gets that responsibility?
That's a great question, Commissioner Parker. I'd say it's the responsibility of the Public Works Group and the Parks Group, depending on what the problem is. Day-to-day garbage pickup, even some sweeping of the path, that's more than likely going to be a parks responsibility. If we're tearing up the pavement and relaying pavement, the Public Works Group is going to be assisting in that. Okay. The majority of funding should be coming from the Parks Department, though. Okay. This is a parks facility as its primary use, but again, it's all hands on deck to take care of it.
Gotcha. But not a utility responsibility per se.
Correct.
Primarily.
There's no line items in the stormwater utility budget that will serve as
that was the question.
Correct. Okay, I talked a little bit about the mapping, and this is what is actually in the IGA. This is a map the stormwater utility created, or a GIS layer that we actually created and shared with our partners at the Flood Control District. So what we are outlining here, the blue is taken care of by Pima County, the yellow is taken care of by the town, the red shows the river park segments, for the most part within the town boundaries. And then the green, which is a little dot down here at the bottom, is our lay down yard. So what I want to draw your guys' attention to, the orange lines are the town limits. We are extending outside of the town limits here to the south. I will make reference to this. This is Big Wash extending beyond the town limits, but that is maintained by the county. So, again, as part of our concession to gain access to that lay-down yard, we're accepting some responsibility for train employee maintenance down here. And then similarly, we're taking over the maintenance responsibility of the loop from La Cañada down to Overton. So those are the changes here. Let me see my next slide.
So the
perfect idea to talk about it.
I was just going to ask. So the balance of the loop maintenance is still within the Pima County?
Correct. Okay. Correct. And it will continue off here, Commissioner Thomas, back down into town where it meets with the Santa Cruz River Park. And again, what this does not represent, we've got several multi-use paths all over town.
Yeah.
Those are not part of any agreements here that the county would be responsible for. Those are purely ours. We do have a network map, though, if you're interested. We can turn you on to that. There's several paths here. But this will be the layer we will continue to update with the county and preserve this so we actually know where we're supposed to be and where we're not supposed to be. This IGA does not preclude the town or the county from asking each agency to help out. So although the town may be responsible for any one particular area, if the workload becomes too large or we don't have enough money, we can go seek the assistance of Pima County to assist us in whatever maintenance or repairs are needed. So yes, these do define where and some specific activities we're supposed to do. If those become too burdensome, we can reach back out to the county, or vice versa. We've assisted on several inspection requests from the county. Hey, we can't get up there. Can you guys go take a peek? Give us a report. Give us some photos. Simple cleanups, we're able to do some of those as well. So,
and I appreciate it.
I really want to reemphasize the partnership between the two entities. And although we do have language in these agreements, it's still a community effort. And we'd like to preserve that relationship and keep enhancing that, because it's been working fabulously from our development services groups down to our operational staff. It's a brotherhood, and it's working fantastically. So we want to keep those relationships in good order. So as you may have noticed, there was a lot of gaps in that last map. Water courses just don't end. They do continue on, and all things in Oro Valley drain to the CDO. Believe it or not, that's where all the water's going. So I wanted to insert this particular graphic just to show all the commissioners and the public what the yellow represents pales in comparison to the green. The green, which is just green lines here, third-party private maintenance. Mm. So those could be HOAs. Those could be private property owners, commercial properties, other agencies, maybe ADOT, Catalina State Park, Marana. We start to get into Marana over here pretty quickly. So all those green washes, and I know it's a little bit hard for you guys to read. Let me see if I can zoom in.
But yeah, so you zoom so we can get some reference on streets.
No.
It's so a little better.
Here is Tangerine Road.
Right.
Here. Here's Moore Road over here. This is Rancho Vistosa Boulevard making its way around. So some of these washes here. Here's Naranja Park. This is Gravel Pit Wash that I hope to show you guys on the October field trip going up into, and I know it doesn't quite extend on this map, but it goes quite literally into the Vistosa Reserve. Here's Stone Canyon Golf Course up above it. This wash over here is Highlands Wash with the mobile home park sitting right about there. Mm.
What is the wash to the right of the park? This green, green, the one to the right towards?
Further over.
Solid green line.
That solid green line.
Yeah,
what's
that one.
This one right here.
Yes.
It's actually an unnamed wash. It does dump into Catalina Ridge, which we know we have drainage issues there. But Commissioner Mattson, you can see it emanates, the headwaters are here just north of Tangerine and Rancho Vistosa.
Right.
So I think Woodburn is sitting right back here. Mm. So it doesn't start from that far up. but because it's all been urbanized in here, everyone's concentrated the waters into that particular channel. But you can see it's all third-party private. Mm. It's a pretty good length of wash to be maintained by multiple people.
HOAs.
Correct. Commissioner Parker.
Every one of these private washes, where they go under or across public roads, though, that's still the town, the stormwater utility's responsibility at those locations?
Commissioner Parker, that is correct. What you'll see, you can't really see because it gets faded out, but there are clips on either sides of the rights-of-way, meaning the town is responsible during that break. So the roadway, the box culvert, would be the responsibility of the town to clean out and manage, which again leads to a bit of a difficulty when we've got HOAs above the road, HOAs below the road, managing those things, and we're in the middle of it. We do need to be working in concert with one another to make sure they're all doing what the infrastructure needs so that we're not unduly impacting one another. And those are really the reasons we're asking for regular inspection reports to be done by the HOAs. To show us or demonstrate that they're actually removing vegetation, removing sediment, they're repairing the banks, so our infrastructure isn't impacted or neighbors downstream aren't getting flooded out. But again, you guys can see there's an awful lot of green trucking through here. This is La Cañada right in here. So the villages are sitting here, some pretty big private drainage ways. Canyon Shadows is down here. And then we start to get some flows off to the west side of town that start kind of mirroring the alignment of the CDO. Some bend back in, Lomas del Oro down here at the Cholla. This is the Cholla here. I believe the high school, here's the high school here, Ironwood Ridge. North Ranch Wash, which some of you may have remembered a presentation on before. Here's North Ranch Wash, kind of going off this way. But for the most part, all of our water is going to ultimately get back into the CDO here. Hence why it was very critical for Pima County to establish some kind of consistent maintenance protocol on our biggest wash in town, which is the CDO here for us. Again, I thought it was really important for you guys to see how much is really being maintained by others. And it's something we struggle with. Some of these smaller HOAs just don't have the money there to really go reconstruct a big slope or dredge up a drainage right here. So we work really closely with our community and economic development department to make sure, is it appropriate that this is a public drainage way or a private one? We need to be involved in those discussions really to help the town out. It really behooves us to have a nice consistent maintenance model being applied.
I even add, John, that even some of the larger HOAs, I don't think they have this embedded in their planning or their budgets.
No, we don't.
Not to the extent that is necessary.
You know, you're thinking
the same Montero Ridge. We don't.
and that's a pretty interesting one. You know, Montero Knolls, Montero Hills is sitting right in here.
Yeah.
There's a big blob. That has been set aside for drainage way, but you guys have seen the trees. It's a very big lift to really go thin all that out and clean it out and keep it flowing. But I'd much rather see them as public assets rather than private. It would give me more confidence that we're able to maintain it to the level that's necessary. Ms. Parker, you have another question?
Yeah, maybe I can wait for a future agenda item. I was talking storm drains. They're not shown there, but I'm assuming we've got like La Cañada, you've got some storm drains along the side of the roads. They dump into the CDO somewhere.
They do.
I suspect Lambert's got some places too. So,
Commissioner Parker, pretty much every roadway here has got some storm pipe on it, whether it's a storm drain system or a culvert. We can certainly bring that asset map up and show you guys, and it's exceedingly large. A lot of data in it, so unless you're zooming into any one area, it just becomes a blob of dots and lines. But we can get that map to you guys so you can see it.
Pardon me, but how well have we fared with all this rain, with the large commercial areas, such as where Target is or something, where the water just rolls off all those, are we doing okay? Are we holding our own? Or
Commissioner Mattson, for the most part, all of our commercial properties are holding sound. I will put a caveat into that at Oracle Crossings, the Kohl's Shopping Center. This is at McGee, it's down in the
south. McGee and
Northern Oracle. And McGee, or Oracle and McGee. It's that big commercial shopping plaza. They've got a large detention basin behind it that dumps right out onto Northern as its overflow. They see continued erosion of a landscaped area outside of the wall. Now, that is a license agreement with the Oracle Crossing Shopping Center that they're supposed to maintain that. But the water rolls over a sidewalk, over the landscaped area, and then deposits all that stuff on the road that the town is responsible for. So we are pretty routinely over there asking them, Commissioner Mattson, to clean it up, clean the basin out so that it's functioning properly and is able to actually drain into the ground instead of overflowing. But for the most part, Commissioner Mattson, we've had very few calls from our commercial partners. As I mentioned to you guys at the last meeting, it's our old neighborhoods, the Oral Valley Country Club, Shadow Mountain Estates, Rancho Catalina, Sunny Slope. Those are all falling into this area and then draining through. Here's the country club. So really our southeast part of town, our older part of town, is what has been hit worst. And it's easy to see why. The infrastructure is very old. It was developed with very little standards, if any standards, from a drainage perspective. So those people have been hit hard last year, the monsoon. Again, this year, they're seeing a lot of rain. And it's just aging old infrastructure. So the nice part, very few home intrusions. It's mostly sediment in the roadway, sediment across their front yards. You know, all the landscaping got blown out, which I still have empathy for. It's terrible to see. But no one's lost a life. Again, very little property damage. So the town's holding up relatively well. But again, I'll throw a caveat out with that. We haven't really seen any extraordinary rain events yet. There's been a few big ones, but I don't even know if they're 50-year rain events. It's been pretty mild from a rain duration standpoint and rain intensity standpoint. But the mountains look really green.
Yeah, they sure do.
It has been raining. We just aren't seeing any real flood issues to know right now. There's lots of that.
I need to mow my little piece of desert.
The desert's looking grassy. It almost looks like Kansas in some parts of town here. You know when your neighbors are doing the weeding and when they're not. I believe that is it.
Okay.
I do want to leave you guys with this. IGA has already been signed by the town council, and it just went to the board of supervisors this week and was approved at their council meeting on Tuesday. I believe that would be August 16th. So it is inked and ready to go. We're just waiting for the reporter's copy to come back to the town.
I guess the question I just have is, it's an IGA with a maintenance agreement in it, so the areas you showed, the blue areas, are 100% the flood control district's responsibility, and the yellow areas are 100% the stormwater utility's responsibility.
Correct.
So, again,
with that caveat, if the county needs the town's help on the blue stretches, there is latitude in the IGA for them to ask for our assistance in whatever form that may take, and vice versa. The town can still go back and ask the county to help out in the yellow sections. But for day-to-day activities, this is the modus operandi right now.
I think that's why I was asking about the storm drains. Is there a maintenance standard, or is it just say you're responsible for maintenance? So it's kind of up to each entity to determine what their standard is for the maintenance in that area.
Correct. And that even relates back to this IGA, Commissioner Parker. We tried to put in what does minor maintenance represent? And we can't describe every single activity, but we tried to be pretty descriptive. You know, vegetative maintenance, debris, you know, is it sediment? Is it repair of infrastructure? We tried to set the stage for what would be expected from the county and from the town, with the understanding if it becomes too burdensome, we can ask one another to help out and essentially partner on the solution.
And then last, all the levee systems along the Big Wash and CDO would then fall into the Pima counties.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. And there's reasoning for that. The levee inspections, Commissioner Parker, as you're well aware, are pretty detailed.
Yeah.
We need those levees to be certified by FEMA. So our partners at the Flood Control District own those large levee systems for us.
Thank you.
What I will leave you with, beyond what we've been talking about here today, the old IGA had a mechanism to identify these responsible zones. What they used is a flow threshold of 3,000 CFS, 3,000 cubic feet per second of flow through any wash. Anything above that would have been the counties. Anything below that would have been the towns. I don't really like that classification or category because we don't really have a good understanding of where that number flips in any one wash. So although you may see 1,800 CFS up here, it could easily be 3,000 down here. So the County Flood Control District and the town thought more of a graphical representation would work much better for our purposes in clearly delineating where we need to be, where the county needs to be, regardless of the flow rate. So we all kind of like that much better. Though these maps are still predicated based upon that 3,000 number, that's where we started. The graphical representation, as it's shown here, is so much more easily digestible for everyone. There's no guessing anymore. We know exactly where we're supposed to be.
I guess questions aren't done. future annexations, if the Arroyo Grande annexation ever came through with the IGA, is there mechanisms to readdress that IGA?
Yes, there would be, as I mentioned earlier, Commissioner Parker. We would just append this GIS layer and put those responsible areas into this particular map.
Okay.
In essence, we would be expanding the town limits to go gobble up Arroyo Grande up here.
Yeah.
And any public assets, private assets, would then be documented. And if it's between the town and the county, this particular map would be appended and updated.
Because I was just asking that because if the IGA is done away with the 3,000 CFS, then if you go up Arroyo Grande, then it seems like by default the town would be responsible for anything additional because you're not using a flow measurement anymore.
Correct. Correct. And we would have to really have some long discussions with the county on that. 27-mile wash would be in there. Crow Wash is another big one. Honeybee is trucking back up in there as well. So really, you kind of look at this. This extent of the Y keeps going up into the Tortolita Mountains and really what would be the west boundary of Arroyo Grande. Here's Big Wash coming up on the east side of it. So we're kind of bounded by our two big washes up north. But there's all kinds of little threads like you see here wandering through archaeological sites, biological sites, all manner of stuff that would have to be sliced and diced. But drainage is a huge component of that, Commissioner Parker, and I'd like to believe we'd have a seat at the table along with our partners at Pima County trying to understand what makes sense. We even start to get into Pinal County. This particular project, if it comes to fruition, will bound with Pinal or even go into Pinal County. So there's another entity that we'd have to work alongside with and make sure we've got our ducks in a row. But this template for this IGA, the county is looking at utilizing with Marana. The city of Tucson, I think, just inked an IGA. So the district, the Pima County Flood Control District, is really trying to clean these agreements up and bring them into reality. So it's good to see.
No more questions, I promise.
So I want to go back to this a little bit, John. On the on that prior map, we show all the green that are private. To go back to that point, you mentioned that you'd kind of like to see those reevaluated in some way, shape, or form in terms of where they see private or public. What's the process or the path on that? Where I'm getting at is, as you kind of highlighted, is there's multiple HOAs. as you flow down through. And that's going to create a situation that there's an issue down the road. Well, who's ultimately responsible? Was it lack of maintenance up here? Or where does the issue originate on that? And that gets into private fights and HOA fights. That
especially if you have one HOA on this side of the wash and the other one's on this side.
Exactly.
And I'm thinking,
or on this side and this side.
Yes.
North and south, exactly. So that's where I'm getting to.
And how are we going to resolve that?
Right.
Yeah. How
are we going to create a procedure?
The enforcement of these ordinances and policies is the tricky part. How do we hold these groups accountable to perform maintenance, to perform cleanups, to repave their roads, to do their weeding in their common areas? It's always tricky. And that's one of the bigger reasons we have such a robust inspection services group. We need to go find this stuff out. We are not receiving enough communication back when these maintenance activities are being performed. So we're constantly out looking at it and ensuring that activities are being performed or that problems are being identified ahead of time before they fail. It's just not easy. It's something a lot of folks aren't back in walking very routinely, so the HOAs, quite frankly, don't even know that they're supposed to do it.
They don't know what they're looking for. You kind of hit to my next point is, are we doing those kind of inspections so these highlight, by the way, guys, you have this issue, we're sitting here and not. So that was my follow-up.
We just did one of those today, Commissioner Thomas. We had a Palo Verde tree fall into a wash. Neighbors called us. Well, it turns out it's actually in common area, but it's quite literally blocking a box court on Lambert. So we're reaching out to the property management company and the HOA. Hey, we've got an issue here. We're asking them to take it out. If they don't respond in time, we'll take it out and try to charge them for that service. Because we just cannot have our infrastructure blocked or threatened. So we can take action and then work on the back end with the private parties here as to assess those and make sure they're doing the things that are required to keep that water flowing.
Great. Thank you, sir.
Just informational purposes. Montero Ridge, Montero area, okay, in Montero.
Yep.
We have a maintenance agreement with a professional company, and we spend a lot of money. They come down 3 days a week just cosmetically doing Montero Boulevard, you know, the road.
Sure.
But they don't handle any of the other issues, such as they should be probably, and maybe we're not aware of it, or we would end up having to pay more money for them to do it. But I know that one box over between the two parts, I'm trying to think where that goes down, you know, some of that should be cleared. We don't have a problem yet, but I'm thinking of the future. Maybe a year or 2 years from now, we might have some of that. We could have a problem if we don't start clearing it on within the wash.
Yep.
And we have a company, and so probably on paper, it looks like we're doing great maintenance. But actually what they're doing is trimming flowers and trimming the trees, and that's about
it. They're doing the aesthetics.
Yeah. The aesthetics.
And not that's doing fabulous. I love living in a neighborhood that gets that type of regular treatment. But that's why it's important for the stormwater utility to be reaching out to these HOA groups and talking to them about this stuff. We've been working with Rancho Vistoso, the master HOA up in here, probably the biggest HOA in town here, the master.
Mm-hmm.
You can see all the washes they're responsible for in here. There's a lot of
trees.
The only advantage is that they're all new. We're all new up there in that area.
Correct. And the ordinances and
10, 20 years old
when that was being developed. I'm asking them if they would allow me to show off some of their inspection reports and activities that they're doing on our behalf and with our guidance.
That's a good idea.
They've hired some
very
consultants.
Good,
they're mapping everything out. They're doing inspections and putting notation as to the condition of the washes. So we find it a fabulous product, and it's not cheap. But they know exactly where to be. They know the condition of it. And they've got AAA that is attempting to do some of the work. They've also got some general contractors out doing some maintenance and repair. So I wanted to bring that to your guys' attention and the public's. this is what we would like to see from all HOAs. And I know not everyone has the financial resources that they do, but in essence, it's a great model to follow. And it's not that complex, but it looks great, and they know exactly what they need to do to accomplish the drainage tasks at hand.
And the only time we really raise this issue is about two times a year, right?
Correct.
that's the point.
That's why we have got to do a great job after monsoon or before monsoons. Is if you're bringing this to their attention in May, nothing's going to happen. It's too late. Right. We need to be doing our outreach in the wintertime and cautioning and guiding these HOAs and these third-party groups. Please get out, assess what you've got. Reach out to the stormwater utility. We'll give you guidance on what we think might be needed out there. So,
not a question. I said no more questions. Comment. The north of Tangerine Road there, the Chuck Huckleberry Loop that goes out there.
Yep.
Did you protect those houses on the bank with that? That is smart.
So this one here, the hospital sitting down here, Commissioner.
Oh, I didn't go up far enough. Okay.
So the bank protection dead ends right here. That's the county just came and paved that for us. Future alignments with the Vistoso partners. Bank protection will be going up toward Rancho Vistoso to allow for this part of town to get developed. But Vistoso Partners hasn't had any real concept to develop right now, so the bank protection hasn't followed.
Hasn't followed yet.
But we are going to push through the connection of the loop or the multi-use path up to Rancho Vistoso.
So that's all the way up to Innovation, beyond Innovation Park.
Yeah, Innovation Park, Commissioner Mattson is right here.
Right there.
So Ventana Medical is sitting over here. So that bank protection goes right about halfway up to it now. But there is future plans for
they
that.
They take it up, okay.
Tranquilo development is happening here. We've got Altera and Valley Vista on this side over here now. There's a new development coming in below Valley Vista that we're looking at right down here. So development's still happening. We still need to manage the floodplain out here and make sure no one is adversely impacting anyone else. But it's working great.
Yeah, that's smart.
All right. Does that satisfy everybody's questions on that item? That's all I have, Chair.
Very informative. I learned a lot from that, actually. Now I know what they do down at the other end of the office. Moving on, future agenda items. Does anyone have anything pertinent? I think Mr. Spiker identified a couple. I'd be willing to do a presentation on the loop, probably October or November timeframe, if you guys are interested at all.
How about the flood-prone land acquisition program?
That,
I think, because it is pertinent up here in the Rural Valley as well. I would find that an interesting topic from the county. And then again, obviously, we've got our budget scenarios and rate audit to do next month as well.
Don't schedule flat for September, but we'll verify.
Correct, because you won't be.
Yeah. I'll verify that, though.
And more than likely, October, there will not be a formal meeting. We will have our
field trip
scheduled for October. So just keep that in the back of your minds. One last, I forgot to mention it, State of the Town is coming. I want to say, Dr. Green, is that in September, the State of the Town address?
October, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's October. I'm not sure, John.
Okay. I want to chase that date down for you guys. I would like to offer a seat at a table for you guys to be there again that year or this year. I thought it went pretty well last year.
It went very well last year.
I certainly will push out communications in regard to that. That's all I have, Chair.
All right.
That's it.
All right. I will move on to adjournment. Is there a motion to adjourn?
I move to adjourn.
I'll second.
All right. Mr. Mattson first and Mr. Thomas second. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. Remember, it's still a hot mic until next